This is Dr. Mejia, the chairman for the patient, Wilkins Scott, medical records 140665, February 1, 1760, referring physician, Dr. Osami Ansara, procedure performed colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsy, state of the procedure, March 29, 2024. Indications, history of ulcerative colitis, post-op diagnosis, impression one, mild colitis, especially in the left side of the colon, number two, diverticulosis coli, number three, internal hemorrhage, number four, otherwise normal colonoscopy, pure paragraph, deform insertion, cecum, determinant ileum, complication on immediate medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, Boston preparation score of 9, 3 in the right colon, 3 in the transverse colon, 3 in the left colon, pure paragraph. Operative procedure, aspirin colonoscopy, temporary pure terminal ileum, so examine, pure paragraph. Findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Rectum, sigmoid, and descending colon show mild erythema and subepithelial hemorrhages and loss of vascular pairing. This is consistent with major score 1. Period, splenic flexure appear normal, pure paragraph, transverse colon hepatic flexure appear normal, pure paragraph, ascending colon cecum appear normal, pure paragraph. Cecum, ascending colon, as well as portions of the transverse colon, major score 0. In the distal transverse colon, there's some mild degree of inflammation consistent with major score 1. Period. Recommendations one, follow pathology report, biopsies were taken from cecum, transverse colon, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and rectum, period. Recommendations one, follow pathology reports. Number two, avoid NSAIDs. Number three, monitor clinical X number. Patient will continue on Humira. Next number, patient is to follow up in G office in 3 to 4 weeks, period. Please add to findings, terminal ileum, also examine, and appear normal, period, paragraph.